Hello, welcome to another episode of Between a Rock and a Scar Face. How is everyone doing? I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are living and loving life and that you are blessed. So, of course, it's Labor Day weekend. I'm pretty sure, you know, you've either traveled or, you know, had some barbecues, some good food, been around family and friends and all that good stuff. Of course, tomorrow is actually Labor Day. So, you know, most of those of us who work have the day off tomorrow. So I hope you choose to spend your day wisely. So just wanted to come on and basically, like, all week, I have been so stressed at work, just, you know, dealing with the politics of job and things of that nature. And I came to the conclusion that adulting is a scam. I put up a post maybe like last week, and I was like, Mom and Dad, like, I'm ready to be in a child's place now. I'm so ready. I say that jokingly, but in reality, when you think about all that it takes, you know, I think sometimes we don't learn the reality of how challenging being an adult, being responsible, making decisions, raising kids, working. We don't understand the gravity of that. And even though your parents try to explain it to you, a lot of times we don't see the background when we're kids, because we are, you know, unless, you know, we have a life where we have to be our own providers, when you have parents, or, you know, you have a parent that is, you know, bending over backwards or working super hard to make sure that you have everything that you could want or need to have the most comfortable life ever, you know, as a child, you don't see, you see it, but you don't see it. And a lot of times by the time you see it, you're almost ready to go out into the world yourself. Like when you're younger, you know, it's like, yeah, I know, you know, my parents work, you know, they provide for us, that we don't see the background. We don't see the behind the scenes, or at least we don't pay attention to it. And so I don't think that we're always properly prepared for how challenging all of those responsibilities can be. And then when you get out into the world and you see how the world really operates, it's almost like an illusion. You know, you think about the kids who go to school and they pay for tuition, or their parents pay for tuition if they weren't able to get scholarships or grants. And then you think about the debt that a lot of these kids go into, and most of them don't even work in the field that they went to school for. And then you think about now in this, you know, in this generation now, you know, we are, you know, pushing that, you know, if college is not for you, you know, you do have options out there to get a trade, you know, instead of just going straight into the workforce. You have the option to get out and get certifications and get trades so that, you know, you can get a job making the same amount of money that someone who went and got a college degree got, you know, unless they went out, you know, for a specific field where you actually need that degree for that job specific field. You know, certifications can afford you the same comfortability or the same luxury if you went to college. And you think about all that money that goes out, and then you think about, you know, you think about a lot of things. Like, I was talking to one of the ladies from my church, and I was, you know, talking to her about insurance, because, you know, right now I'm in the process of having to get another vehicle. And of course, like, it's stressful, because when you haven't paid a car note in years, who wants to go back to paying a car note? And then you think about, not only do you have to pay a car note, but then you have to pay insurance. And then for insurance, you have to get full body collision. Like, you have to get, you can't get just liability when you're financing a car. You have to get, you know, full coverage. And so when you think about insurance, like, some of these insurance premiums are just as expensive as the car note itself. Sometimes it's almost more. And it's kind of like, what? And then they base that upon your zip code. So if I live in a, if I could have the same insurance as someone who lives in a different state, but because of where I live, that determines my premium or the rate at which I'm being charged for this insurance. That's wild to me. That's a scam to me. You know, like, just adulting as the years have gone by, it just gives a lot of scam vibes. I'm just getting a lot of vibes of scamming here. I mean, it's, some of this stuff is just, it's just ridiculous. And the thing about it is that you don't have a lot of other options, because a lot of the stuff that we feel that we pay too much for, it's necessity. It's not like it's some, like, you know, food. We can't do without it. We need it. You know, if you got kids, you got to buy it. You know, when you think about, you know, clothing, like, all of those things you need, gas, all of those things you need. If you, and it's just, it is so wild to me. It's so wild to me. Like, when you think about when you actually have the moment to breathe and process a lot of the things that you may be facing in your life, and then you think about, well, how did I get here? Like, how did it get this bad, or not even this bad, but, you know, how did it get here? Like, I want to go back and start all over and make different choices. You know, you think about things like, you know, if you're a single parent, you think about, how else can I bring in more income? You know, specifically for me, that is a stressor for me, because I'm always thinking about, how can I make more income? How can I have multiple streams of income? I'm a creative person. You know, I have a lot of ideas and things that I want to do, but a lot of it is, it can be a challenge, because it may not bring finances immediately. And then you know, when you're looking at it from a standpoint of, I'm a single parent, I could get a second job. But then when you think about getting a second job, you're like, well, then that takes away from my duties as a parent, because now I have to put all of my energy into working a full-time job, coming home, barely having time for my kids, and then going out and trying to work a second job. And then you don't necessarily want to leave your kid at home, and you may not necessarily be able to always have somebody available to watch them, because, you know, those people, they gotta work too. They have lives too. And then you don't want to burden them unnecessarily, even though they may understand, hey, you know, she's not out partying. She's not out, you know, being irresponsible. She's, you know, she's trying to bring in more income to make sure that her family is secure and comfortable. And it's just stressful. It's stressful. I'm not saying that it can't be done, because I know, you know, people who do it, who work, you know, like their life is basically just like work. And, you know, it's mad respect to them, mad respect to those people who go out and they just work, you know, pretty much 24/7, because their mindset is, you know, I'm going to provide the best possible life for my child or my children, to make sure that they have everything that they want and need. And so that's the sacrifice that they have to make in order to, you know, make sure that home is taken care of. And sometimes it just sucks, because it's like, nobody should have to work that hard to just be comfortable. Just to be comfortable. I mean, paying rent is a scam, because a lot of places that are charging these astronomical fees to live, just to live, like your units aren't even up to par. Like your units aren't even worth the money that you're charging. But, you know, you're charging people this much. Like people can barely afford to live. You know, you got people making life decisions every day, having to decide, you know, like, okay, well, you know, I need this, but I only have this, so I can only get this. So something's going to have to get sacrificed, in order to, you know, to do that. And so you find little ways to cut costs, or, you know, you find little ways to make things stretch. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting. It is amazing. It's amazing that some of our parents who struggle, you know, had to struggle the way that they did to be able to provide for us, it's amazing that they made it through life. Of course, like, you know, they didn't have a lot of they didn't have a lot of what we have now in terms of like technology and social media, where, you know, everything is instant gratification. But, you know, they had to do what they had to do. And, you know, for me, like I said, it's a stressor, always trying to figure out, okay, how can I stretch this? How can I, you know, what can I do that's going to bring me more income? You know, I love podcasting. I love coming on here and having topics to discuss, or just talking about things that are important to me just to create the conversation. But, you know, podcasting right now is not paying the bills. I'm not complaining because I know I have to put in the work. You know, I know that people who have been podcasting, you know, they didn't become, you know, successful overnight. You know, they didn't, you know, hit a home run on their first episode that they put out. They had to, you know, build an audience and build a following and build supporters and things like that. And so, you know, that is ultimately my goal when I come on here, is to keep providing content, to keep building my audience, to keep building supporters. And it's important, you know, that when creators do things like this, because like I said, I'm a creative person. I love the job that I do, you know, from 9 to 5, but ultimately that's not my end all. Like, that's not my end goal, is to be working at sitting at a desk 24/7 or 5 days a week for the rest of my life. Like, I'm not trying to retire in an office, at least not an office working for someone else. But, you know, it is what pays the bills. It's what provides for my kids. It's what provides for me. And so, you know, I do this because this is something that I love to do. I love to talk. I love to learn information. I love to talk to other people. I love to hear different perspectives and come on here and have, you know, things to talk about with what's going on in the world, or what's going on in entertainment, or what's going on just in my life and in my journey, as I'm just navigating, as I'm navigating through my life. And it is important, like, when people like this create these platforms and they're trying to build their brand, or trying to build their platform, or they're trying to build their fan base, or they're trying to build their audience, it's important that people show support. It's not enough for you to say, "I support you." It's not enough for you to say, if I say, you know, "Hey, I have a podcast," and then you say, "Oh, you know, I'll check it out." Give feedback, because how do I know where I need to improve if the people who say they support me, if the people who say, "Yeah, I'm going to check it out," if you never actually check it out, you know, if you never actually provide feedback. Now, you know, I do have a couple of people who have done that for me, and I'm grateful. You know, they listen, they let me know, you know, if they could relate to it, if it affected them. You know, they let me know if there's something that I need to improve upon. And of course, you know, like I said, eventually I want to be able to bring other people on here and we have conversations, like have real life conversations, because life is happening all around us. You know, even on our worst days, even in our challenges, life is happening all around us. And it doesn't stop. The grind doesn't stop. The stress doesn't stop. The challenges, they don't stop. Sometimes you have to do what it do. You have to make things happen. You have to make the impossible happen. You have to make miracles happen. And sometimes it just becomes overwhelming, because you just feel like, dang, like, life is not lifing right now. It's not giving what it was supposed to get. Like, it's not giving what it said it was going to give when I turned 18. And I don't blame that, like, you know, on anyone specifically. You know, I know how to take responsibility for poor choices that I've made in my life. But when you feel like you're going in a certain direction, or you feel like you're going in the right direction, it can be frustrating when it seems like I'm going in the right way, or at least I feel like I'm going in the right way, and then things are just not moving along, or it's just not happening, or there's a setback, and then you feel like you've taken 10 steps back only to move one space ahead when you were like 12 spaces ahead just a week ago, or a month ago, or a year ago. So yeah, I'm definitely not where I was when I first got to the area in which I live. I'm definitely not where I was, you know, 6-7 years ago. However, you know, I want to be further along. And so it's just crazy. It's so much going on in the world, you know, from the things that are happening in Mississippi, which is crazy. You know, people in Mississippi don't have water. They can't even take showers. You know, because the water isn't clean. They can't cook. You know, they can't. And those are things that we take for granted. Like, I can literally go in my shower and in my bathroom. I could run my water all night and would be fine. And those are the things that we, you know, we take for granted. You know, when we have those things in our life that we think, oh, we'll never have to worry about it. And look, we're in a time that we're having to worry about these things. You know, you have what, Texas, that was like by 2020, what, in a couple of years, they're going to stop. They're going to stop gas cars. Like, what? Like, that, what sense does that make? Because everybody is not buying electric cars. Everybody can't afford to have an electric car. Like, so why would you even put something like that in place to hinder, you know, like, what about your public transportation? What about, you know, it's just, but then a lot of that, you think about it, a lot of that comes from the fact that we outsource our oil. Like, our oil it's not even on, we don't even get it from our own country. And, you know, and then you have all of these wars going on between different countries. It's just so much going on in the world. You know, kids have started back at school, and, you know, those things you pray over every day, because you know, you don't want anything bad to happen to your child at school. You don't want them to have to live through anything traumatic, because life enough is traumatic as it is. And so you just push forward. And sometimes it can be very triggering when you don't have the space to kind of really process and reset, and then figure out, okay, how can I get over this hurdle? How can I get past this obstacle? I'm so grateful for the support system that I have and the village that I have. And I probably say that often when I do my podcast, but I really am. You know, if they ever listen to this, I really want them to know how much I appreciate them. You know, doesn't matter if it's the smallest little thing that they do for me or to help my children. I just have a really great support system and a community of a family. And that's so important because everybody doesn't have that, whether it's by choice or whether it's by force or whether that's just how it is. And it is important, especially when you want to branch out and kind of find things to do independently. You know, we're all just looking for our white picket fence, so to speak. You know, we're all looking to be successful. Of course, you know, with social media, everybody wants to be a boss. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. You know, like, of course, like, you know, I want to be my own boss, so to speak. But, you know, I understand that entrepreneurship, it's number one, it's not for everybody. And it's not easy. Social media glamorizes it and makes it look like it's the easiest thing to do, but it's not easy when you have to think about all of the work that you have to put in, because you have to invest in yourself and you have to spend money. A lot of times, you know, you're looking at what you have and it's like, it's, you need more than what you actually have to invest in whatever the business is that you want to start. And a lot of times you can become discouraged when you feel like nothing is happening, nothing is moving forward, nothing's shaking. Like I'm doing all of this work and nothing's happening. But that's because we have been trained, or we have been, I would say trained. We have been trained to have this mindset that things are just supposed to happen overnight. And for some people, it does. And that's great. And that's wonderful. But then when it happens overnight, what do you do to sustain it? How do you sustain that? Because you can blow up overnight, but then you got to sustain that momentum so that you're not just like a one-hit wonder. You know, you're not just a, you know, fly-by-night success story. You want to be able to be successful, have a sustaining business or career so that you can give back, so that you can reach back and pull others along with you. You can show other people the way. Like, your success is not just for you. It's for the ones who are coming after you. Your success is for your children. It's for their children. It's for their children's children. It's not just for you. It's for those who are coming after you. Because one day you're not going to be here. And then your legacy is going to be left with your kids, or if you don't have kids, it's going to be left with the ones that you have mentored or the ones that you have nurtured or the ones that have looked up to you. It's going to be left with them. And what are they going to do with it? You know, do they have a clear roadmap to continue in a successful direction? And, you know, we're, all of us are just trying to figure out this thing called life. You know, and we all take different paths. Some people, you know, rely on their faith. I am one of them. You know, I'm not as devout as I would like to be, but I am trying to get there. I am trying to get there. I'm trying to manifest the words that have been spoken over my life. Because I do want to become that person that people say they see in me. I want to become that person that I know I see in myself. And, you know, it's not easy. You know, this life that we're living in now is not for the faint. It really isn't. The things that we have to see, the things that we experience, it's not for the weak. You have to be a fighter. You know, you have to fight. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm saying, you know, kind of like metaphorically, or you know, like you have to fight. You can't give up. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep going. You have to, and I hate that it's always, you know, you have to keep going because you're always gonna face obstacles. But I mean, the truth of the matter is that you will face obstacles. Like, it's, if you go through life and you never face any challenges, you never face any obstacles, I would say that you don't grow. You cannot possibly grow if you don't come to a point where something challenges you to make you better. I'm not talking about the challenges and the obstacles that we face that pull us back, but those things that rub us to make us better, to sharpen us, to make us raise our standards. You know, so when I see people working, you know, extra hard, it's like, dang, like, you're working so hard. But it's inspiring because it's like, dang, I'm not working hard enough. You know, I'm not working hard enough. And sometimes it's okay, because I have to understand, like, they are at a different capacity than I am. So that's why comparison is so dangerous. It is so dangerous to compare yourself to where someone else may be, because your capacity to handle something is not the same as someone else's capacity to handle something. Or you know, you're not at the same level to deal with you know, you're not going through the same fire. Some people's fire got a little more heat on it than others. It's like, we got you up at 450, you may need to be 275. Or you might need to be 300. Or baby, you need to be at a smooth 1,000. But ultimately, I know for the people that I have in my circle, we all want to be successful. And a lot of times we want so much more out of life than what we are currently doing. And it's great when you have support that allows you the space to be able to kind of do your thing or do what you need to do. And it's, you know, it's difficult. And I'm not just going to say it's difficult for people who are single or for single parents. You know, I know that it's difficult for people who are married. You know, if you're married and you're doing 90% of the work to make things happen, that can be stressful. If the other person is only doing 10%, or if you're doing 80% and the other person's only doing 20%, you know, and not saying that it necessarily has to be 50-50, but if you feel like you're doing the majority of the work to make stuff happen, that can be triggering also, because it's like, dang, I have someone here to help me and I still feel like I'm doing it by myself. And then those of us who are by ourselves, we're like, dang, we wish we had someone to do. But and then you see where the catch-22 is, because those of us who don't have, you know, a significant other with us, we feel like, dang, I wish, you know, this person was here, or I wish I lived closer, or I wish I had someone to help me with the load. And then you have those who have someone that feel like, dang, like I have someone, but then I still feel like I need help with the load. So, you know, everybody has different challenges that they face, that they go through. And I'm not saying it to, you know, say anything bad about people who are married or in relationships, because I don't know, you know, I don't know people's relationships. I don't know their, you know, what they go through in their marriages. You know, I just know, you know, I just know from, you know, things that, you know, I hear just talking to my friends and talking to my family and just hearing, you know, different things that they've had to go through or experience, or and then, you know, just from my own experiences and the things that I've seen growing up, and, you know, those things that I have learned along the way growing up. And so, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, kind of come on here and, you know, again, as always, I'm always trying to encourage my listeners to, you know, be better than you are the day before. You know, and my encouragement is always that you never give up. You know, no matter how many times I fall or I get knocked down or I have to reset, like, I'm never going to give up. Like, the day that I give up is the day that I am in the grave. And I pray to God that that day is no time soon. But, you know, I'm never going to give up. I'm going to, you know, keep creating my content for my podcast. You know, hopefully I will be inspired to get back to writing. That is also something that, I have kind of let fall by the wayside, just because my writing is very sacred to me and I just don't force myself to do that. So if I'm not in a creative space to do it, then I don't. And these past couple of years, I just have not been in that creative space to, you know, to write. So, you know, right now, next, I'm looking at trying to enroll in some courses and go back to school. And, you know, just to create a better life for me and my children. You know, I don't want them to have to want for anything. And I want to be able to get to a place where, you know, I'm their provider. Not saying that I don't want any help from my village or my community, because I definitely, you know, love the fact that they are there to help, and that they want to help and they want to see the best for the kids. And I'm not perfect. It took me, you know, it has taken me some time to get to a place mentally where, you know, it's just like, yo, I got to do this, you know, for them. Not necessarily saying that, you know, I've just been about me. But, you know, I am a believer that I still have to make sure I'm good. Because if I'm not good for them. And they see that. Like, if I'm not good, they're going to feel that energy. And I don't want to pass that off to them, you know. So for me, it's very important that I'm at a place where, you know, I can kind of take a pause and bring myself back to a positive space so that I can be present for them. Because it's not just enough for me to be here, but it's, I have to be present. And, you know, that's, and that's the, you know, the struggle. And, you know, when you think about getting another job, or, you know, trying to get extra income, you know, that's another thing that, you know, you think about. It's like, if I do that, then I'm not going to be present for them like I should be. But, you know, I just have to believe that God is going to work everything out, that he is going to keep me. He has kept me for this long. Thank you, Jesus. He has kept me for this long, and I just have to continue to believe that he will continue to keep me. He will continue to put my feet in the right direction. You know, that I will lean on him more and more every day, lean into my faith more and more every day. That's why today I enjoyed going to church this evening, because I missed the morning service. But, you know, but yeah, so just wanted to come on here and have a little chit chat like I always do. I didn't want to miss providing content. Right now I've been fasting from social media, and so I just didn't want to miss the opportunity to come on here and give you guys an episode. And again, you know, even if I just reach one person, I hope that what I've talked about, I know I probably sounded like I was kind of all over the place. But ultimately, you know, life is a scam. It is. we're all victims of it. Some people are the perpetrators, but, you know, in general, life, you know, is a scam. Everything that, you know, the systems, that the policies that are put in place, like, it's all just it's not built. No matter how much they try to make us think that America is built for us to succeed, like, it's not built on success. Like, it is the systems are set up for us to fail, but it's us who make it work for our good. Like, we find the loopholes, we find the strategies, we find the avenues and the opportunities to make it work for the good of us and our families. But it's not designed at all for us to succeed. It is designed for us to be in debt. It is designed for us to always be gasping for air to breathe. But it's okay, family. We're gonna make it. We are going to get through this. you are here with me in my journey just as much as I'm here in your journey. You know, please, you know, feel free to, you know, message me. I'll even like leave my email. You can reach me at bfang382@gmail.com. If you want to send me an email, you know, let me know if there's anything you would like for me to talk about. Let me know if there's any feedback that you have. You know, I'm here. You can catch me on social media as well in about a week. I'll be back. I'll have some more episodes for you all. And again, you know, be encouraged. Other than that, I am so happy. I am content in this very moment. And so I pray that you all have a great week. I pray that your kids have a great week in school. I pray that you all enjoy your holiday tomorrow. You know, relax, you know, do something that, you know, you are not able to do when you are working super hard to live this life. And I will see you guys, or talk to you guys next time. Bye.